Good day, church family, and welcome guests. My name is Robert Gilliland, and I'm the executive pastor here at the church at Southlake, and I'm privileged to be able to bring the word today. We have been diving into the book of Acts these last couple of months, learning some very clear truths of Scripture that Jesus Christ allows us to have when we become followers of Christ. We call them attributes. They're the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in order to be able to accomplish the mission that God has for us in the book of Acts. Our catchphrase has been, the Holy Spirit empowers the people of God to be witnesses of the kingdom of God. And through this study, we've learned that all of these attributes hang on the thesis statement or verse from Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where the author Luke writes these words recorded by Jesus that he gave to the 11 disciples. And they say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And so Jesus Christ gives us a mission. He says, you know what? You will be my witnesses, but the power of God is going to come upon you in order to be my witnesses. And when the power of God comes upon you in order to be my witness, that power will allow you to live out some attributes of mine. And in order to live out this Christian life, in order to reach this world, he empowers us to be obedient. He empowers us to be courageous. He empowers us to be generous. He empowers us to be unified, and last week we learned that he empowers us to connect in community. Today, I want to focus on the attribute of perseverance. In order for us to see the gospel message go forth, we must be empowered to persevere with Christ. The definition of perseverance is a continued effort to achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Let me read that again. Perseverance is a continued effort to achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Let me tell you something. These legs of mine are not designed to run long distances. About 3 years ago, my wife challenged me. It was about 3.5 years ago. Faith challenged me. Hey, why don't we run a couple of half marathons? I said, sure, why not? If I see people out there running these things, I'm sure I can do it. Well, little did I know, these legs had not the strength to run a half marathon. Going into that, I knew I had to do some practice, and it forced me to persevere. These legs have never run more than 2 miles in their life. I'm a sprinter. Look at my body. I'm not a long-distance guy, and so I began to run, and 2 miles became 3 miles, and 3 miles became 5 miles, and 5 miles became 7 miles, and 7 miles, and so on and so forth, until I was able to be able to run the half marathon that we signed up to do. We have all had to persevere through something, not necessarily just physical perseverance, even though if you walk, you've had to persevere as a little child, you don't remember it, from crawling to walking, busting knees, busting heads, busting hands. If you know how to ride a bike, you had to persevere through the possibility of never learning how to ride a bike to, hey, I can actually ride a bike. We're all called to persevere through life, but when it comes to walking with Jesus Christ, understand we're called to persevere. Because all hell will be against us when we want to walk for Christ. Psalm chapter 2, David says, why? And he asks the question, why does the earth, why does this world, why do people constantly rise up against God and God's plan? The reality is Jesus Christ will fill us with the Holy Spirit, allowing us to be able to persevere with the gospel message, allowing us to be able to fulfill his mission. Because when we do say yes to Jesus, I will guarantee this. Your calling and your character will always come into question. Your calling and your character will always have resistance. People will always attack your calling and your character. And so today I want to look through life as we walk this journey. I want to look through life through two perspectives: an awakening and the journey. Perseverance to endure so that we can fulfill God's purpose for our life. And we're going to look at the life of Paul out of the book of Acts, how he was able to persevere through severe persecution in order to see God's mission, God's purpose for his life, to be revealed. So first, let's jump right into stage one of our life, which is an awakening. An awakening. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6 says this about the Apostle Paul. Remember, Paul has been commissioned by the Jewish nation to track down Christians and imprison them, and some kill them. So he's on his road. He's on his way to Damascus to wreak havoc on the local way, on the Christians that live there. And on the way, this is what happens. There's an awakening. He went from persecutor to preacher. Verse 3 of chapter 9 of Acts. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard the voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Right after this awakening, Paul's character and calling were attacked. They were attacked not by the people of his own kind, but they were attacked by Ananias, one who we think would just embrace the fact that Paul has been called and by God to follow Jesus Christ. What ended up happening was Ananias was given instruction by God at the same time. When Paul comes, take him into your house. This guy named Saul, take him into your house, for I must show him his vision. I must show him his purpose. And Ananias said, "God, this is the guy that's destroying us. This is the guy that's ransacking the church, the purpose, the way, the commission that you have given us to live out. This guy is totally against." And God said these words to him, Acts chapter 9, 15 through 16. "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." I must show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Every Christian listening to my voice right now, if you're a Christian, you have had an awakening. For Paul, it was on the road to Damascus where the light shone around him. He fell to the ground blinded. He had a rebuke from the Holy Spirit of God, from Jesus himself, and he repented of his ways and he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And once that awakening occurs, the Holy Spirit empowers us with an empowerment that allows us to live out his purpose for our life, specifically today, to allow us to persevere. We all have a past. When we're called by God, when we have this awakening and we're called and we begin to share that, there are so many that may rise up in your life that say, "You know what? I remember you back when. I remember you. Are you sure you've been called by Jesus? Are you sure you're redeemed? Are you sure you're forgiven?" See, when we have this awakening, we must be able to persevere through that type of mocking and scoffing. We must be encouraged by God to continue to go forward. Paul had to persevere through this mocking and scoffing of the followers and of his own kind. But we understand that God gave him a special friendships along the way. He gave him people like Ananias and Barnabas and Timothy and Luke, the writer of this letter, to encourage him along the way to say, "You know what, Paul, we know what you were, but you know what? God has a purpose for you now." The first step in everyone's life on this journey is an awakening. And once the awakening occurs in your life, once the Holy Spirit of God enters into your life, then you can begin that journey toward God's purpose for you. So our next step is the journey. Stage two is the journey. The journey from Paul's awakening to fulfill this journey took Paul 6 years from the time he was saved. In other words, from the time he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit entered his life, to the time that he was able to fulfill the mission or the purpose that Jesus had given him, it took 6 years. 6 years. And in those 6 years, there was 4 years of imprisonment. There was an accusation from Jerusalem of sedition. There was beatings, there were mockings, there were scoffings. He lost all of his family. He lost all of his friends. But we do realize that Paul accomplished the mission, the purpose that God had for him. Because when we fast forward all the way to the end of the letter of Acts, in Acts chapter 28, verses 28 through 31, we realize Paul, who has been arrested for almost 4 years now, sitting in the council in Rome, is able to explain the gospel message and the fact that there's no longer, his purpose is no longer to reach the Jewish nation, yet it's to reach the Gentiles. He said these words. Verse 28, therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. In other words, you've arrested me for preaching the gospel message in Jerusalem. I'm no longer going to do that. God has given me a different mission. It's to take the gospel message from where I was in Asia and proclaim it in Europe, because they will listen. And then Luke wraps up the whole book with these couple of verses. He lived there 2 whole years. Paul lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness. Remember the attribute of boldness that comes with the Holy Spirit? And without hindrance. No longer was he persecuted there in Rome. He was able to proclaim the gospel message. He was able to accomplish that simply. And it wasn't too simple, but simply by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to be able to persevere, to be able to persevere through the persecution that he was under. And remember, Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will fill you with the Holy Spirit. My Spirit will enter you so that you can be empowered to persevere. On this journey, his calling and character were constantly in question. Every left, every right, every step forward, every step back, he was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was questioned, he was mocked constantly. Yet he continued to persevere. See, there's a major transition in this letter in Acts. After Paul's conversion experience, and he has his experience with Ananias, he goes and he begins to proclaim the gospel message throughout Jerusalem. And he's doing the work that he feels God has called him to do. Under severe persecution, one night, Jesus Christ reaches out to Paul and gives him his specific purpose. So his specific purpose was this: taking the gospel from Asia to Europe. Friend, God will give us a specific vision when we stop, pray, and listen. Paul was in a prayerful spirit, and he said these words, God said these words to Paul. Verse 9 of chapter 16. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. And God had called him to preach the gospel, not only into Macedonia, but all the way into Rome and beyond, as we understand through Ananias' experience with God, the conversation that Ananias had with God. Paul gained a clear purpose for his ministry as a result of prayer and work. Brothers and sisters, too many of us desire a clear purpose from God. You know, we'll pray for just a second, and then we before we even get out of our seat or off of our knees or however you pray, you're already thinking of 14 things you have to do today. And what did Jesus Christ himself say in the situation with Mary and Martha? One was working to please God. The other was just worshiping God. The other was just sitting at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, Martha, stop. Observe what Mary is doing. Stop and listen. I guarantee you, if you begin to stop and pray and seek God for a purpose for your life, it's not going to be the same purpose that he has for me. It's not going to be the same purpose that he has for Paul. He has a purpose for you. He will give you that purpose. Paul was busy praying and listening. But secondly, Paul was at work. He didn't just become a Christian and go, okay, I'm done. I'm going to continue doing whatever I do. He didn't do that. He began to see opportunities. The reality for us is we're too lazy. Sometimes we're not at work doing God's work. We're not living and loving loud. I believe that's why we don't see the God's purpose revealed in our life, because we simply just aren't willing to love others and serve others. See, I don't know what your purpose is. It may be that you have a drive to own a Christian business and run it on God's principles. It may be that you're an educator and you want to raise the banner of Christ in your classroom, teaching the principles of God, shining the light the way you can. Everyone has a purpose on this side of heaven. I would encourage you to stop and pray and listen for God and get to work loving loud. That's what Paul was doing. He was busy doing God's work. And as soon as Paul received this vision from God, guess what happened? There was an attack on his calling and on his character. His calling and his character began being attacked. Who are you to tell us how to live? You're a preacher. You're not a preacher at all. You think you're a preacher. You're a murderer. You're not a leader. I mean, you can hear the insults coming. And during these insults, during these scoffs, during these mocks, our Lord Jesus Christ empowered him with perseverance. And he had these visions. He had these thoughts. He heard a word from the Lord in his quiet times, in his prayer times. And I want to walk through these things that he heard, which encouraged him to persevere toward the mission God gave him. Over in Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10, we see that Jesus Christ encourages Paul for the task at hand. Verse 9 says this, "And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you.'" Go on speaking and do not be silent. Paul himself, in another letter, said, "I'm not such a great speaker." There was fear there. Jesus said, "Keep on speaking, keep on teaching, do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people." There was an encouragement for the task. Next, there was an encouragement for protection. Our Lord Jesus gave him these words, Acts chapter 22, 17 through 18. And this is when Paul was literally, he was in the middle of a hornet's nest. Paul's in a prayer time. Verse 17, "When I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance." Paul thought he was doing the right thing. He was going back. He was going through the cities that he had discipled, and he's going back to Jerusalem to kind of regather himself. He fell into a trance and saw him say to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me." Brothers and sisters, Jesus speaks truth in our life. He will give us warnings. We need to be able to listen and heed and obey. Here, Paul was about to get stoned, and Jesus said, "Get out of here. Firstly, for your life, and secondly, this is not your mission. This is not your purpose. I sent you on a purpose to take the gospel message to Europe." So continue on. There's an encouragement for that mission found in Acts chapter 23, verse 11. "The following night, the Lord stood by him and said," the following night of what? Paul's back in prison. "The following night, the Lord said to him, 'Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem,'" that's a loaded statement because that took a lot of work, "'to testify the works of Jesus Christ in Paul's life in Jerusalem.'" Remember, he was sent out from Jerusalem to persecute Christians. Now he's giving his personal testimony. "Just as you've done there," Jesus said, "so you must testify also in Rome." That bring a peace, that bring peace and comfort that is unexplainable to Paul, which allowed him to persevere through this persecution. Lastly, we see in Acts chapter 27, 23 through 24, an encouragement for leadership, where Paul is on a ship now. This is 2.5 years later, after he was arrested, almost 3 years later. He's on a ship, and he stands up in the middle of a storm, and he begins to talk. Understand, Christian, when God puts you on his path of purpose, he will expect leadership. He will expect you to stand up and stand in the gap when he speaks. So Paul's on this ship, and it's going down. And so he stands up and he says this to the shipmates. and the other prisoners. For this very night there stood before me an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I worship. And he said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. In other words, all these on this ship will be able to appeal to Caesar, will be able to make it to Rome. So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. The bottom line in this narrative, these last nine chapters of Acts, from the time that Paul was arrested to the time that he was able to speak freely in Rome and start a church in his own house, that's a nine-chapter chunk out of the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit of God infused Paul, empowered Paul with the gift and the strength of perseverance. We are all given a task, and that's the Great Commission. Be my witness. I will enter your life with power so that you can be my witness. We have that task. God allows us to have a purpose with that task. And that's what makes it so colorful. We all have a different purpose. We're given specific power from God to be able to carry out that purpose. I want to encourage you to embrace the purpose God has for you. So when we have our awakening, the Holy Spirit enters our life. We begin that trek, that awakening begins a journey. We start hearing the purposes of God in our life and where that's going to take us. That should be occurring in everyone's life. And the only way to be able to see the awakening and the purpose come to fruition for God's plan for your life is by taking those first steps, by hearing a word from God. So where do we start? Where do we start? What can I start doing right now? Well, take an assessment. Awakening. Have you said yes to Jesus Christ in your life? Are you still continuing to push Jesus out of your life? For all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. But Jesus came and died on a cross for us. If we would accept that simple story, know that he has a place for us in you in eternity. So has an awakening occurred in your life? If you are confused or you want to have more information about having an awakening, being able to be in the dark, now all of a sudden I'm in the light, I encourage you to go to church@southlake.com/prayer and let us know. You can also chat in the box there on the screen. Come to Jesus today. Have an awakening. Start that first step of your journey. And that's the next step. Is the journey. I want to read a couple of verses as we close out about the journey out of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Follow along as what once we've had our awakening, whether it be 20 years ago or today, these verses, they're loud in my ears for how to take that first step. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. The writer of Hebrews has just unpacked stories of perseverance. He's just spoken of many, many illustrations of people of perseverance of God, that God gave them perseverance, and how God fulfilled his mission in their life, their purpose. Since we're surrounded by all those great people who came before us, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. If you want to know the one thing that's going to keep you from being able to take that first step of purpose with Jesus, it's weight and sin. The weight that you're trying to carry for somebody else, allow someone else to carry it. His name's Christ. The sin that so drags us down and gives us doubt and gives us fear, allow Jesus to take that sin away. And let us run with endurance the race that was set and is set before us. Take your focus on the sin and the weight and the encumbrance, and let us focus on God's purpose for us and run the race with endurance, and it's done by perseverance. How do we do that? Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Remember, Jesus Christ had a purpose. It was to live on this earth as a human being, understanding the pressure to persevere. And he took our sin and our shame onto a cross and died there for us. And with joy, he went and endured that cross. He persevered so that we would have eternal life. God has a purpose for you. Know that he gives power, supernatural power called perseverance, to be able to fulfill his purpose in your life. Don't be surprised when your calling and your character are attacked, because they're always going to be attacked by this world. Be encouraged by our Lord Jesus Christ as we walk through this life with him. Next week, we're going to have the privilege of hearing Pastor Brian close out this series. And we're going to be looking forward to October the 4th as we have a grand regathering here in our building. And I just want to encourage you, if you need prayer, please go to our website, churchatsouthlake.com/prayer. I want to encourage you, know you have a purpose from Almighty God. It's not Paul's purpose. It's not my purpose. It's your purpose. Stop, pray, and follow. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this beautiful day. I thank you, God. It's beautiful because we're able to live. We're able to breathe. We're able to glorify you in it. And so some may be saved while we glorify you. Father, I pray that you would give us your clear purpose. Those of us who are Christians, help us to walk this journey with perseverance. And Lord God, if there's anyone who needs your awakening, I pray, God, that they would say yes to you today, following your lordship. Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for your grace and mercy. In your name I pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.